4 times Dom asked Kel to dance. Written by Chocolate Jedi. Read by Corey Cathonia. With a rating of general audiences and no archive warnings apply. For the fandom of Tortall by Tamora Pierce. For the relationship of Domitan of Maspol, Caladri of Mindelan. Also including the characters Neelan of Queenscove, Raoul of Golden Lake and Mallory's Peak, Quasim bin Zirhad, Tobis Boone, and others. With the additional tags, POV multiple, dancing, time skips, banter, and 5 times. The King's Own were at the marriage ceremony of headsman Abdil ibn Nasser to his bride, Samia, a few months after Squire Caladri joined their ranks. It was the 3rd such ceremony Dom had attended since joining the Own. Lord Rael was very popular with the Bazir. The Bazir believed in taking care of their guests, so Kel wasn't required to serve, but was instead sitting beside Lord Rael at the head table. Dom and the other sergeants were ranged below them, and the rest of the men were scattered among the tribesfolk. The Bazir also believed in raucous parties, but not in allowing their women to dance with strange men. Balim had offered to dance with Quasim instead, but he had been immediately rejected. Thus, to Dom and Quasim's way of thinking, Kel had better be a good dancer, as every man of the Own would want to take her for a spin tonight. As the musicians struck up a lively tune and Adil led his new bride out to the cleared center of the floor, Dom made his way to Lord Rael's table. His commander's eyes twinkled with mirth, and Dom knew that he suspected what was about to happen. "Squire Caladri," Dom held out his hand to her, "would you do me the honor of dancing with me?" Kel froze, staring at his hand as one might stare at a snake. "What? Pages are trained to dance, are they not, Squire Caladri?" Dom teased. "Pages are trained in all manner of niceties, including the art of dance," Lord Rael said cheerfully. "Squires should be as graceful on the ballroom floor as they are in the field." Kel set down her fork, and Dom took the opportunity to grab her hand. "Come, Squire Caladri, time to put your training to the test." He gently pulled her to her feet, and despite the disgruntled look in her eye, dragged her out to the empty floor. "I should step on your toes," she muttered. "I wore my sabatons, just in case," he replied. Kel looked down quickly, and Dom chuckled, pleased that he could have teased her so. He didn't even own that foot-covering armor. Few besides knights did. Kel scowled, but allowed the dance to continue. Despite her initial reluctance, Dom found that Kel was quite a good dancer. He was a little disappointed when it came time to hand her over to Quasim and the others. But fair was fair. And besides, if he got really bored, there was always Balim. The 2nd to last day of midwinter, Kel returned to her room from a long ride on Peach Blossom to find a note on her bed. She didn't recognize the script, but upon reading it, she knew immediately who it must be from. "After you serve tonight, meet us at the great doors. Dress nice. Bring the meathead." It could only have come from Dom, but Kel couldn't imagine what he wanted from her, especially as he had warned her to dress nicely. The "us" was puzzling too, but she quickly decided that he likely meant her friends among the Own. They had spoken of parties in the capital often on the ride back. Perhaps they were invited to one of those. So, as she laid out her best uniform for that night, she also laid out a clean dress. It was a pale yellow-green, and Lilassa had sworn that it would bring out the green in her hazel eyes and the blonde highlights in her brown hair. Kel personally doubted that she had any such accents, but Lilassa had said it, and she was the one who would know such things. When Neil reported for inspection as usual, Kel showed him the note and arranged to meet him as soon as their service was done and they had changed. The party was full of nobles, and Kel saw her sister Addie and the non-boy she was betrothed to, as well as Uleen of Hanelof. As it happened, she and Neil were assigned to the same party, and while it did mean that she had to watch him sigh over Uleen, it also meant that they were freed at the same time. They raced back to their rooms to change and then met again at the great doors. There they found Mage Whisper and Peach Blossom saddled and ready, their leads held by Dom and Aiden of Third Company, who rode their own mounts. A short ride later found them in a boisterous inn in the lower city. The well-worn sign declared it to be the Dancing Dove, and a friendly-looking hostler offered to take their horses. Kel was dubious. She had heard of fake hostlers stealing horses before, but Aiden smiled knowingly at her. "Don't worry, we're honored guests tonight. If anyone stole our horses, they'd not make it to see the next morning." Dom snorted. "That's if your lovely brood didn't trample him into cat meat first." Reassured, Kel and Neil handed over their reins and followed the others inside. The Dancing Dove was as warm and inviting inside as it appeared to be outside, and she saw several men of the own, as well as dozens of other men and women. All appeared to be having a wonderful time. "The proprietor here is brother to Darren from First Company," Tom explained, leaning into Kel's ear to be heard over the din. "Darren of Trebond," Kel repeated. "The cousin of Alana the Lioness." She had greatly wanted to meet the man ever since she had found out he was in First Company, but the third and the first had yet to cross paths. "Oh yeah, there's 9 or 10 of them, aren't there?" Neil piped up. "I met a few of them, the Lioness, but not this one." "Well, you can go say hello," Dom said as the music picked up, "but Kel and I are going to dance." He grabbed her hand and tugged her out to the dance floor. Around them, other couples did the same, women laughing and kicking up their skirts. Kel considered resisting. She didn't like being manhandled, and part of her wanted to go with Neil to meet the Lioness's cousin. But Dom was leaning into her ear again. "It's just one night, Kel. Even my lord relaxes once or twice in midwinter." She should have protested more, or said something cutting, but the music was infectious, and Kel hadn't danced or relaxed in months. So with a small smile, she accepted this as a midwinter gift and let Dom lead her in a whirling jig. "Lady Knight?" a voice asked. Kel spun around and found Dom standing behind her, smiling cheekily. He offered her a small bow. "Would it be presumptuous if I requested a dance?" he asked. "It would be," Kel replied, knowing that Dom would know she was teasing. "Even at a party thrown in your honor?" It wasn't entirely accurate. There were parties every night of winter, regardless of the fate of each senior page, but she appreciated the gesture. And with her new shield resting in her room, proclaiming to all the world that she was a lady knight, Kel deserved a little partying. "Especially then," she told Dom. He smiled, a twinkle in his eye so like Neil's, and grabbed her hand anyway. He was gentle, wary of the linen bandages about her palms, and smoothly tugged her out to the dance floor. Kel saw Neil and Yuki dancing together, as well as Alana and her husband. With a content smile, she gave in and allowed Dom to pull her amongst them. She enjoyed dancing with Dom, after all. Dom watched from a shadowed corner as Kel danced with her boy, Tobe. He had been reluctant, protesting and dragging his heels the whole way to the dance floor, but Kel had been insistent. Now she was swaying gently with her young cohort, her hands heavy on his shoulders to keep him in place. He looked terrified and ready to bolt, and Dom was strongly reminded of the first time he had danced with Kel. Of course, she had been more mulish than terrified, but it still felt familiar. Dom had arrived yesterday, ostensibly to escort Yukimi and to visit his cousin before returning home. Most men in the King's Own left when they turned 30, as old wounds and marriage prospects combined to make the thought of sleeping in a tent and fighting monsters less appealing. Dom might have a few months left to go until his birthday, but with the war winding down in its fourth, and hopefully final, year, He was ready to leave the fighting to someone younger and travel south again. Of course, if Kel didn't want to leave New Hope, as Neil hinted, then he might just have to get used to the North. Kel had accepted his reason for coming readily enough, but he had seen the light in her eye when he arrived. She probably thought she had suppressed it completely, but he was used to reading her stoic expressions. He thought she just might welcome his company for longer than the week. The dance ended, and Kel allowed young Tobe to scamper back to his friends. The young girls teased him as he blushed a dark red. Dom couldn't hold back a sympathetic chuckle for the young man. Neil had told him all about Kel's exploits as a page, protecting and mothering the younger boys, and he had seen it himself countless times over in the last 7 years. She would make a wonderful nightmaster one day, or a training master, or mother. Whatever path she chose, he suspected it would involve children. "You should talk to Baron Cooper," Neil said, coming silently up beside Dom. "Why's that now?" he asked, trying to place the name. He knew Neil had mentioned it before, but the significance was eluding him. Neil smirked. He could tell he had to live with a warrior wife. "Of course, the husband of the lioness." The name clicked into place. Without taking his eyes off of Kel, Tom slugged his cousin's arm. "We're not at that stage yet." "You think she wants to have children?" Neil asked. "She's got Tobe," Dom pointed out. He wondered if Kel had ever thought about adopting the boy. "Babies," Neil clarified. Dom shrugged. "If that's what she wants..." He could tell Neil was staring at him now, but Dom didn't turn. He didn't need to justify himself to Neil, of all people. Of course, Neil, of all people, was the most likely to understand, as he knew Kel the best. "You two will have a large family, through one means or another," a small voice piped up from behind them. Neil jumped. "Don't do that, Erne," he scolded. Dom looked at the young girl, trying to figure out what she had meant. She grinned impishly at Neil. "Don't do what? Sneak up on you? Or talk about the future?"
"Both."
"You see the future?" Dom asked. She nodded, watching him carefully. He suspected that most people, upon hearing that, would press her for more details. But she had already given him a lot to think about. He and Kel, and a house full of children. He could get used to that idea. Later, however. The musicians were starting another loud tune, and Kel was eyeing Tobe smugly again. Dom strode over and blocked her view of the boy. "Would you care to dance, Lady Knight?" he asked, sketching a bow. Kel eyed him for a moment, then glanced over his shoulder. Trying to spare Tobe more embarrassment, she asked with a smile. "Trying to spare his toes," Dom replied. "I heard once that you like to step on the feet of your partners." Kel raised an eyebrow, but took his hand and allowed him to lead her onto the floor. "I should have smashed your foot back then," she replied. "Then you wouldn't have asked again." Dom caught her eye and asked solemnly, "Is that really what you would have wanted?" Kel considered him for a long moment before breaking down and giving him a tender smile. "No, it isn't." Dom didn't want to let go of Kel's hand, but there were traditions to be followed and guests to be greeted. Still, he didn't stray far from her side as their friends and family congratulated them. Finally, the line wound down, and almost on cue the musicians, New Hope's finest, struck up a slow, elegant tune. He turned to Kel, intending to ask her to dance, but found her smiling at him and holding out her own hand. "Would you do me the honor of dancing with me, Domitan of Maspol?" she asked. Dom accepted her hand with a kiss. "I would love to, Caladri of Maspol." Together, they stepped out onto the floor and began to dance. The end.